Hello and welcome to this podcast from the School of Health and Life Sciences. My name is Gordon Hill. I'm the Assistant Head for International in the school, and I'm joined today by Monica McNeil from the Department of Psychology. And this is a podcast for our friends and colleagues at the College of the Canyons. So Monica, could you just start off by introducing yourself, please?
Of course, it's really lovely to be here, and my name is Monica McNeil, and I work in the Department of Psychology at Glasgow Caledonian University. I teach a wide variety of subjects at all our courses, at the undergraduate programs, masters, and the three doctorate programs that we have at the moment. And I'm also an international mobility coordinator for the Department of Psychology.
And you've been working on this project for a wee while now, and you've been looking at the modules and the courses that are available at the College of the Canyons and how those can translate to students coming over to study at Glasgow Caledonian University. So could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Of course. Over the last few months, we have managed to make connections between the College of the Canyons and Glasgow Caledonian University, specifically the psychology department. And during that time, we have hosted guests from College of the Canyons who came over and had a look around, and we managed to spend some time and we've managed to show them our facilities and tell them a little bit about our university and the options to study here. And also during at that time, I have focused on looking at the programs available at College of the Canyons for the students who study psychology, as well as our program. And I have carried out something that's called a program mapping. So basically, I have looked in detail and specifically at all the modules that are being taught in both institutions. And I have managed to create a meeting point between these programs. So because of that, we're very confident that if the students from College of the Canyons were interested in coming to us and finishing their studies and completing their undergraduate study with Glasgow Caledonian University, they would be perfectly equipped to do so.
And would that be the case for any of the programmes at the College of the Canyons? And I think you'd said to me previously about the number of credits that they would require. Is that correct?
That's right. So out of all the paths that the students are able to take when they study psychology in College of the Canyons, they can apply to come to Glasgow Caledonian University and complete their undergraduate studies, which means that they would study for 2 years in College of the Canyons, and then they would complete their undergraduate study over the following 2 years at Glasgow Caledonian University. Having looked at the paths that are available to the students, I am aware that the students have quite a lot of flexibility in choosing different modules to study. And what we would require, if someone wanted to come to us, we would require for the students to complete the modules worth 60 credits, because that is our requirements for our home students as well, who study the first 2 years of psychology, undergraduate psychology.
Marvellous. So if the students then, if they chose to take up that option, then they would have the qualification from the College of the Canyons. And then if they studied here for 2 years, what would be the qualification? What would be the programme that they have they've completed here?
The students who would finish their education in College of the Canyons would complete with a diploma from College of the Canyons. And if they chose to come to Glasgow Caledonian University to continue their undergraduate study, they would continue with us for the following 2 years. So basically, it would look like they had finished 2 years and they would come straight into the third year at Glasgow Caledonian University. And having finished their studies here, they would complete it with the honors, BSc honors in applied psychology. Maybe I will also mention here that what we have that not many universities can show that they have is the fact that our undergraduate study takes pride in being quite applied. So basically, we offer students to come and study with us, and they complete with BSc honors in applied psychology. Applied psychology means that there is a greater emphasis in what we teach on basically the applied skills and topics. For example, we focus on the skills, interviewing skills in the research methods. We focus on forensic psychology. We focus on health and counseling psychology. And when the students finish their undergraduate study with us, they can opt to choose, for example, a title. We call it a bracketed title. So, for example, as long as they choose their optional module at the fourth year, that is, for example, a forensic psychology, and also they write their dissertation from the area of forensic psychology, they can complete their studies with that bracketed title with forensic psychology. They don't have to do that, but if someone really knows what they want to do in the future and they want to show to their postgraduate institution that this is what they've been focusing on for quite a while, they can do that, and quite a few students choose to do so.
And I think that's a real strength of Glasgow Caledonian University, that the programmes that we offer, they're really applied to the kind of jobs and kind of further study that you would like to do in the future. So that sounds like a really excellent option, because I think that students often in the earlier part of their programmes really feel that they have an affinity for certain aspects of the programme. So if they have forensic psychology, something they're really interested in, then the option of having a bracketed award, and what were the other options that they could choose?
At the moment we offer forensic psychology, health psychology, counselling psychology, and sports and exercise psychology.
Fantastic, excellent. And on completion of the programme, what are the options for the students then?
When the students complete the programme, the undergraduate programme, in order to be able to work in any applied setting as a psychologist, any student will have to complete a postgraduate programme. And that's the case in quite a few different countries, and that's the case in the UK as well. So whatever the students might choose, it also is related to their to their practical interests. So, for example, they might take on some volunteering work during the university studies. They might take up different extra courses as well, and as well as finishing the university. Now, in psychology department, we also have 4 postgraduate courses that the students might wish to apply, having finished their undergraduate education. And they include masters in forensic psychology and 3 taught doctoral courses. And those are in health psychology, counselling psychology, as well as sports and exercise psychology.
Excellent. So those are all options that the students could take up on completion of the programme. And if they wanted to go back to study in America, they would have to do a postgraduate qualification over there as well?
Absolutely, yes. And also, I've mentioned what we offer here in terms of the postgraduate programmes, but it would be fantastic, obviously, if someone wanted to stay with us and apply for to further their studies. And we do have such students who came to us from the US and completed the undergraduate course and then went on to study a doctorate, and I've been in touch with them and they're very happy. And in particular, this student I'm thinking about is now living in Scotland.
Okay.
But if students wished to go to a different university and study for their postgraduate qualification, both in the UK or in the States, mm-hmm. they absolutely can do that. Also, it's quite important to notice, to point out the fact that all our courses, all our programs are accredited by our accreditation body, which is the British Psychological Society, which is pretty much the equivalent of the American Psychological Association.
Okay.
So, yes, absolutely, any course will be available afterwards.
I mean, this far we've been talking about the programmes and about the university, but I mean, obviously you'd be coming to study in Glasgow, in Scotland, in the UK. So how long have you been in Glasgow, Monica?
I've been in Glasgow for about 10 years.
Okay.
Just to mention, you can probably hear it in my accent, I'm not originally from Scotland, I'm originally from Poland, and I completed my education both in Poland and in the UK. And I can say that Glasgow is really the best city to live in. I know I'm biased because I've been living here, but I've lived in many other places around the world for longer or shorter periods of time. And I would really recommend Glasgow for many different reasons.
Yeah. In UK terms, it's a fairly sizable city. It's got a population of about 1 million. It's a very multicultural city. There's festivals, there's lots to do, there's great places to eat, great entertainment venues, fantastic sports facilities as well. So, and I think one of the real attractions of Scotland, and perhaps unlike maybe the size of California or certainly the United States, is that everything's relatively close by as well. So if you're someone who likes city life, then there's Glasgow, there's Edinburgh. London is a 1 hour flight away, or you can get down in about 4 hours by train. But equally, if you like to explore the wilderness, then the Highlands of Scotland are very close by as well. And there's lots of things to do up there, hill walking, mountain biking, whiskey distilleries, which I know that Monica's fond of. You had a recent holiday up in Islay, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah. So one of the Scottish islands is called Islay. And it's famous for having 9 different whiskey distilleries. It attracts a lot of tourists from around the world, and I've met a lot of American tourists mm-hmm. coming over all the way to Scotland, to Islay, to visit whiskey distilleries. But also, as Gordon said, you can do so many things. You can kayak. I've been kayaking, I've been abseiling, I've been wild swimming, so it's it really is a very easy thing to do, to go to the Highlands and feel like you're in the middle of nowhere within an hour and a half or a couple of hours. But also going back to talking a little bit more about Glasgow, we have 3 universities in Glasgow, mm-hmm. which also translates into a very interesting and vibrant big student community. Therefore, it's quite an interesting place to be in and to meet people from all around the world and form friendships, form groups of interest and so on.
And one of the things I was going to say was that there's an airport in Glasgow, there's one in Edinburgh, which is about 40 minutes away as well. And from there, there's very easy connection to the United States, but also to the rest of the world as well. So if you were interested in seeing a bit of Europe while you're here, then that's very easy to travel over to there as well.
Of course, as I mentioned, I come from Poland, and to fly to Poland's 2.5 hours. To fly to pretty much anywhere in Europe is between an hour and 3 hours. And you are in a different country. You're in Greece, you're in mm-hmm. Spain, you're in Italy, wherever you want to go and visit.
Yeah, and the flights, I mean, if you're okay with, flexible with when you travel, then the flight price, it can be quite cheap as well.
Yes, when you are flexible, the prices can be very cheap.
Yeah.
And also, the options are quite plenty. So if you wish to travel anywhere between the 2 Glasgow airports, so Glasgow City and Prestwick, mm-hmm. and Edinburgh, all of them are very close. So yeah. Between the 3 of them, you can pretty much travel anywhere in Europe.
Fabulous. So I wonder if we could maybe just finish off by if you could let the listeners know where they can find out more information about the programmes and about Glasgow Caledonian University.
Of course. Well, the primary source of information would be the website. So I would recommend checking the website. And if the students, staff, the parents are interested in contacting someone specifically, I would be very happy to take questions. I would be very happy to provide more information. I am employed at the psychology department at Glasgow Caledonian University, and my role is international mobility coordinator. Therefore, you can find me on the website as well. Maybe I'll give my remind my name and give my email address. So my name is Dr. Monica McNeil. And my email address is Monica, M-O-N-I-K-A dot McNeil, M-C-N-E-I-L-L at gcu.ac.uk. However, if you just Google my name, I'm sure you'll be able to find it. We are also, the Department of Psychology is also present on Twitter. So if you wish to contact us, please do not hesitate. We're going to be able to provide information and basically look after you.
Fabulous, yeah. And the Twitter handle is at GCU Psychology, so you can find out more information there as well.
Exactly.
Marvellous. So I'd just like to conclude by thanking you for listening, and please be in touch if you would like to find out anything more about the psychology programmes that we offer, and we hope to see you here at Glasgow Caledonian University.